I would say that the wild woman is like the antithesis of the good girl. She's the opposite of the good girl. She's here to help you to break free from that good girl programming. And here are some attributes that the wild woman has. The wild woman is very primal. She's really connected to nature. She's really connected to that raw, authentic expression, who she really is. She is really courageous. She's unapologetic. And she is fiercely loving. So she is not afraid to speak her truth. She's not afraid to set boundaries. She's not afraid to express her personality, her emotions, especially the ones that are a little bit more messy or the ones that are a little bit more bold.
Welcome to The Feminine Frequency, a podcast designed to awaken your feminine energy, elevate your confidence, and embody your authentic expression. I'm your host, Amy Natalie, women's empowerment coach, feminine embodiment guide, and author of The Feminine Way. Each week, you'll receive a new episode filled with feminine wisdom, practical tools, and inspiration to remind you of the feminine power that already lives inside of you. Ready to dive in? Let's do this, sister.
Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to today's Intuitive Flow episode. I'm really excited to be here with you to dive into this exploration of the wild woman archetype and really helping you to uncover and awaken your inner wild woman. This is one of my favorite archetypes to work with, and this has made such a huge difference in my own life when it comes to overcoming people-pleasing, perfectionism, playing small, and really getting out of the shame around my sexuality and my self-expression. So if you are new to the podcast, I want to give you a warm welcome. Thank you for being here. And if you're a returning listener, I'm so excited to have you back for more. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this with your friends. Thank you for leaving reviews. And thank you for being in this epic community. So if you are new to feminine archetype work, I want to share a little bit more about what it is, and then we're going to dive into some of the patterns that you may be experiencing that the wild woman can help you to break out of, to break free from. So archetype work has been around for a long time. It was originally discovered by Dr. Carl Jung, who is a psychologist, and he talked about 12 different archetypes that live in the collective unconscious. These archetypes are what kind of shape our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors. And he talks about when we can bring these archetypes up from the unconscious, then we can use them for our development and our self-discovery. Now, those were the original 12 archetypes, and in time, his work has been developed and it has been expanded on, and now there's a lot of different ways that you can use archetype work, and I really love to work with the feminine archetypes, and I wrote about these archetypes in more detail in my book, The Feminine Way, but today we're going to be really honing in on the wild woman. Now, some of the patterns that the wild woman can really help to support you to break free from are people-pleasing, perfectionism, playing small, or if you're someone who has shame around your emotions or sexuality, we're going to be diving into a lot of that today. And the work that I do with my clients is really helping them to understand the deeper mindset blocks that are standing in the way of their freedom, of their happiness, of their success, and of creating a life that feels really fulfilling and aligned with their soul. So today we're going to do a little bit of an overview for each of these different patterns, and then we're going to talk about how you can really embody the wild woman in your life. Now, make sure to stay until the end because I have a special gift to you as my listeners to really help you to bring this into your life in a deeper way. So these patterns that we experience, especially as women in the modern world, we can kind of group them into one category. And I've talked about this a lot on the podcast. is this category and this archetype of the good girl archetype, the good girl persona. And the good girl persona is really a result of our societal programming, our patriarchal programming, religious programming, what we learn when we're younger about how we're supposed to look, how we're supposed to act, and how we're supposed to behave as women in order to fit in order to be seen as good, in order to be accepted by the world around us. And what so many women are realizing and waking up to is that this good girl programming isn't working for them. It's not serving them. It's not making them happy. And it is having them live a life that is out of alignment and that makes them feel disconnected from their true, authentic selves. Now, the good girl programming is really our way, our ego's way of protecting us. And we all have these different ways of being, these different personas that we put on in order to gain approval and acceptance from the world around us. And we do this from a really young age. We learn this from a really young age. So maybe you grew up in a culture, like a religious culture, that had a lot of rules about how you were supposed to behave as a woman. Or maybe you grew up in a household or with caretakers who were hypercritical of you. They were strict. They were overbearing. There was codependency in your relationship. Maybe they had really high standards for you. And maybe they were overly emotional or overly reactive, or they didn't share their emotions. And so you learn a lot about what is safe and what is not safe when you're a young child. But as an adult, you don't have to keep projecting that. You don't have to keep perpetuating that in your life. So I want to go through these different patterns, these different protection strategies that are very common. And in my work with my clients in the Multidimensional Women Mentorship, which is my signature program, we go a lot deeper into this to help you to really unlearn and unprogram some of these deep messages. So I really want to dive into kind of like the higher level here and help you to start to identify and bring awareness to if these programs are showing up in your life. So the first one is people pleasing. And the protection strategy that the people pleasing method uses is that it thinks that if you're nice and if you follow the rules, then you will be loved and accepted. So if you are people-pleasing, some of the ways that that might be showing up in your life is putting other people's needs before your own, not having boundaries. That can show up as letting people take advantage of you, putting more energy into your relationships than you're getting back, settling for less than you deserve, and saying yes when you really mean no. So even if you don't have the energy for something or it doesn't feel right for you, you still say yes because you don't want to disappoint other people. And another thing that people pleasers often do, which I used to do all of the time, is make decisions to avoid hurting other people's feelings and avoid making them uncomfortable or avoid disappointing them. And that is a fear-based way of living when you're constantly shifting your personality or you're constantly abandoning yourself because you want to impress or you want other people to like you. You're afraid that if you set these boundaries or you don't agree with everything that everyone wants you to do and you're not always available, then people are not going to need you, they're not going to want to be around you, or they're going to be mad at you, right? So those are some of the patterns of people pleasing. And this can show up in really small, subtle ways, or it can show up in really big ways. Over time, if you keep people pleasing and you keep saying yes and making decisions based off of what other people want you to do, you're going to get to a place where eventually you're going to be like, who am I anymore? Like, I don't even know who I am. And like, why am I so unhappy? And why do I just like give my energy to everyone else? And now I have no energy for myself. And I know this pattern all too well. I would say that I'm a recovered people pleaser, but there's still these little ways where I find that it shows up and I still continue to work on this myself. So let's go into perfectionism as the next pattern. The protection strategy that perfectionism has is that it thinks that if you're perfect, then you can't get in trouble and that no one can judge you. Some of the ways that perfectionism can be showing up in your life is that you try to look perfect with your physical appearance and with your emotions. So this could look like not showing when you feel upset or when you feel angry, and you're always pretending that you're happy. You kind of wear that fake smile on your face and you're always like, oh, I'm fine, I'm good, but you're not actually fine or good, right? This could look like not wanting to leave the house if you're bloated or you have a breakout in your skin, or you just feel like you always want to have it all put together and you always want to say the right thing. And oftentimes perfectionism will get in the way of you starting projects or you sharing your ideas or, you know, creating something new, because you're afraid that if it's not perfect, if it's not amazing right from the beginning in the first draft, then you are gonna like throw it out the window and like it's not even worth starting. And I'll share with you, from creating this podcast and also from writing my book, perfectionism has shown up so big for me in so many ways. And this is something that I worked on with my embodiment mentor so much when we were working with the Wild Woman, is embracing more of my messiness, embracing my imperfection. Because here's the thing, when you are pretending to be perfect, people know that that is an illusion. They can feel that something is off, right? And being perfect or portraying that you're perfect makes you very unrelatable to other people. So people will either put you on a pedestal or they'll just feel like there's something in the way of having an authentic connection with you, because they can't relate to you being perfect, because no one's perfect. And this doesn't mean that you have to air your dirty laundry and you have to share every single emotion with everyone that you meet. But this is about, where can you peel off some of the masks? Where can you let go of some of the pressure that you put on yourself to be perfect? And where can you be more real and authentic so that you can cultivate deeper intimacy and have deeper connection in your life? It is so magnetic when someone is raw, when they're transparent, when they're authentic. You know, so many women who listen to my podcast, they say that they listen to it because they feel that authenticity, right? And I'm not saying I'm perfect. Like, perfectionism still shows up in my life so much. And I've made so much progress with this pattern, but really, if I was stuck in perfectionism, I would not produce this podcast. I would not be here with you today. So really looking at this pattern of perfectionism can be supportive, so that you can get out of that kind of like trying to be in this picture perfect person, trying to be this picture perfect person, which is so exhausting. Like, it's so exhausting to always be pretending that everything's okay, right? And that you have it all put together. So the next one is about playing small or not letting yourself be seen, being afraid to be seen. And this protection mechanism says that if I play small, no one will notice me, no one will pay attention to me, like I can hide on the sidelines, and it prevents me from being judged, or it protects me from failing, right? So it's like, oh, if I don't put myself out there, if I don't try, if I don't let myself be seen, then I can't fail or I can't be judged. So that's where this pattern is trying to protect you. Now, you'll know that you're playing small if you have ideas that you want to share, but you keep them to yourself. So maybe you have like a lot of notes in your phone of things that you want to post online, or maybe you've been wanting to share something with, you know, your partner or with your friends, but you've been afraid to share it because you don't want to sound stupid, or you feel like you're afraid that they won't get it. That's you playing small. Also, playing small is when you're hiding on the sidelines, you're just comparing yourself to other people, you're watching other people succeed, but you're not actually in the arena, you're not playing. And this could be in the dating world, this could be on your social media, this could be in your organization that you work for, your company that you work for, like always playing the role of a supporter instead of really stepping into your leadership and letting yourself be seen. And another reason why people play small is because they don't want to outshine the people around them. Maybe you're scared that if you do share your full personality or you do really go for your dreams and your desires, then you're going to leave people behind. And the people that you love, you're afraid that they're going to judge you, that you're afraid that you're going to hurt their feelings, right? Like, you're so considering of other people, which is beautiful. And that's not serving you and it's not serving them, because you shining your light, you playing big, is actually what's going to inspire them in their life as well. So if you can relate to any of these patterns, then it would be really supportive for you to learn how to connect with your inner wild woman. Imagine the freedom and the confidence that you would have if you didn't have to deal with these protection strategies or protection patterns. And what if these patterns came up for you, but they weren't in the driver's seat? What if they didn't run your entire life, the way that you make decisions and the way that you move throughout the world? So this is where I'd like to introduce you to the wild woman archetype and really share how you can bring the wisdom of her essence into your life. I would say that the wild woman is like the antithesis of the good girl. She's the opposite of the good girl. She's here to help you to break free from that good girl programming. And here are some attributes that the wild woman has. The wild woman is very primal. She's really connected to nature. She's really connected to that raw, authentic expression, who she really is. She is really courageous. She's unapologetic and she is fiercely loving. So she is not afraid to speak her truth. She's not afraid to set boundaries. She's not afraid to express her personality, her emotions, especially the ones that are a little bit more messy or the ones that are a little bit more bold, the parts of her that are more messy or more bold. And the wild woman really is shameless. She isn't afraid of judgment. She isn't afraid of what other people are going to think about her. So some ways that you can start to embody the wild woman in your life, some ways that you can start to connect with the wild woman in your life, is starting to set boundaries in your relationships, leaning into conflict, using your voice, speaking your truth with fierce, honest love, having that conversation that you've been avoiding. Another way that you can incorporate the wild woman into your life is to start to play with your expression through dance, through creating music, through singing, through your wild expression. Like, it doesn't need to be perfect. You just have to start and let yourself explore that, even if that's just in your own company and just by yourself at first, and then you can start to explore sharing it with others. And another way that you can start to play with the wild woman expression is playing with sacred rage or emotional release. So I love talking about this because so many women are afraid to share their anger, to express their sadness. And it's because we're afraid of being called a bitch or being too much, being too emotional. And so sacred rage is a practice that you do in a safe space, meaning like in your own home or in a workshop setting or with a therapist, where you allow yourself to connect with the feeling of anger or sadness in your body and you allow it to be released. Maybe that's through stomping your feet or punching a pillow or yelling into a pillow or shaking your body like a crazy person, right? And it's like really fully allowing yourself to feel it. Now, this is different than projecting it onto someone, yelling at other people. This is really to allow the energy to be expressed fully through you. And, you know, that practice of sacred rage is so powerful because it helps us to alchemize that anger and that rage into something beautiful. It helps us to alchemize it into action instead of letting it boil up as resentment inside of you, as anger inside of you. So these are some ways that you can start to explore bringing the wild woman into your life. So now I want to talk about taking this work a layer deeper with embodiment work. And this is where I've seen the biggest changes for myself and the biggest changes for my clients. I'm going to share with you about my own personal experience the first time that I really started to activate my inner wild woman and bring her online during an embodiment practice. And this was after I had been exploring embodiment work for a while, but it was during this one session where something totally new came through for me. So I was doing this practice with my mentor and I was in my room and going through this process, and there was a mirror in my room, and my mentor guided me to connect with different types of expression that were more messy and raw through different sounds, through my breath, through different facial expressions, and through different movements in my body. And these were movements that if someone else was in the room at that time, I would never have done them. I would have been so afraid that other people were looking at me and judging me. But because I was in this space and being guided through this process, I was able to let go of that judgment and really go into my body and the sensations and connect to these deeper parts of myself, these deeper emotions of shame and these deeper emotions of feminine power that were living inside of me that wanted to come out, this courage, this confidence, this unapologetic nature, right? My rawness, my realness, it all came to the surface. And so if you were in that room, what you would have seen is me crawling on the floor like a tiger. You would have seen me hissing at myself in the mirror. I felt like I had these like claws that came out of my hands. And this might all sound really strange, but through connecting to these parts of myself that I had never let myself access, I was actively breaking down the barriers and breaking down the programming of the good girl programming of always having to be perfect and having to have it all together. It was like this liberation and this freedom that came through. And after this session, what started to happen is that I started to be more fully expressed in the way that I dressed, in the way that I spoke, in how I shared my truth with people in my relationships, and the way that I express myself in my sexual expression. And also even just the way, like when I would be at concerts or when I was at dance events, I was able to actually let loose and not care so much about what other people thought about me. So these are just some of the ways that the Wild Woman has helped me, and especially in my online expression. If you follow me on Instagram, you definitely have seen over the years how my expression has really come to life, and it's really because of this wild woman archetype, this wild woman activation that happened for me through embodiment work. And because this has been such a powerful activation in my life, I really wanted to put together a journey for my clients to help them to access their inner wild woman and to help them to bring this part of themselves online. And that's exactly what I did. So for those of you who are wanting to go deeper into this and you really want to experience the embodiment practices and you want to be guided through this process of awakening and unleashing your inner wild woman, then I have something really special that I'd love to share with you. So this program that I created is called Wild, and it's a three-part embodiment journey to unleash your bold, authentic expression. There are three different sessions for this program. The first session is all about unlearning. It's helping you to go deeper into where did the people pleasing and the perfectionism come from? Where did this inner critic and the fear of judgment come from? And I'll share a quick story about a woman who went through this program and what came through for her. She realized that in one of the embodiment sessions, that one of the reasons why she's had so much shame around her body is because she was bullied when she was younger, and she was called fat when she was younger. And she had held on to that inside of her and forgot about that memory until she was in this embodiment practice. And what happened is that this memory was brought to the surface, and we were able to work with that and help her to release this inner critic, release the shame around her body, and then to reclaim her power, to reconnect with her courage, to be seen and to put herself out there. So that's the piece of unlearning, is sometimes we find these aspects that are in your subconscious programming that you haven't thought about for a really long time, but they come to the surface through this somatic work. The next session that we work on in the Wild program is untaming, which is similar to what I shared about how I started to explore different parts of my expression through sound and through movement and through breath. This is where you discover who you are without the good girl programming. This is where you start to play with some of these expressions that are out of the mold, out of the box, and that help you to really liberate who you really are instead of playing this role of the good girl. And then the third one is all about unleashing. And this is about bringing this new version of you into the world, bringing your wild woman into your life so that you can set those healthy boundaries, so that you can express yourself more fully, right? It's different just hearing about these concepts and understanding these attributes of the wild woman versus doing it and living in this way as a courageous, unapologetic woman. So that's really what Wild is designed to support you with. And like I mentioned earlier, I am offering a very special gift to you as my listeners for this week only. If you would like to explore the Wild Embodiment program, I'm offering $111 off for this week only, and it expires on Friday, March 15th. So if you'd like to explore Wild, you can check out all of the details in the show notes. The link will be there. And make sure to use the coupon code WILD, all capitals, 111, to save this week on the Wild program. And I'm so excited to share this with you, to help to activate you in this way. And this is especially for those of you in my community who have been wanting to go deeper into embodiment work and really explore this somatic healing and this feminine transformation modality. So you can find that in the show notes. And once you've gone through Wild, I would absolutely love to hear about your experience. So you're welcome to send me a personal message on Instagram. You can send me an email. I am really excited to see how this helps you to be your fully expressed self and the shifts that you start to experience in your life. And I want to say thank you again for being here as my listeners. I'm so grateful for you. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to take a screenshot and share it on your social media. Share this episode with a friend, leave a review, spread the love, and we'll see you next week for another episode of The Feminine Frequency.